In the aftermath of the EU referendum and the US elections, my perusal of television, print and social media has been characterised by the frequent appearance of one word, uncertainty. Uncertainty about the direction of global politics, uncertainty about the world and domestic economy, and what it will mean for the average household or person in the street. As politicians, locally and nationally, grapple with budget challenges, including how we support those just about managing, the wider discussion can begin to include grouping people into the deserving and the undeserving. Ken Loach's recent film, I, Daniel Blake, reminds us that the line between managing and not managing can be a very fragile one. Daniel, who has worked all his adult life, is suddenly unable to do so after a heart attack. In one scene, Daniel and a single mother he has befriended visit a food bank. The food bank becomes for them, as for many others, an answer to the desperate question, where is the next meal coming from? In November, the Trussell Trust revealed that it was likely to break its previous records for the delivery of food parcels. Between April and September, food banks gave out almost 520,000 emergency food parcels. This translates into almost 5.2 million meals, of which more than 1.8 million went to children. Food banks overseen by the Trussell Trust do not make judgments about who may or may not be deserving. They simply respond to the needs of individuals and families that are referred to them for assistance. In the Gospels, we see Jesus exemplifying a similar approach. He reaches out to those on the margins of his own society, women, the poor, the chronically sick, children, and those who collected taxes for their Roman overlords. He makes no distinctions. His good news is for all. We will soon hear the Christmas story retold again. We will hear how a very ordinary, young, and unmarried woman was chosen to be the mother of God's Son. We will also recall how on her visit to her cousin Elizabeth, she burst into song. Christians know this song as the Magnificat, or Mary's Song. It's not just a song of praise. It reminds us of God's concern for the poor and vulnerable, and his desire that they should be lifted up. Later in the Gospels, Jesus tells his disciples that what we do for the least of his brethren, the poor, the hungry, and those in prison, we do for him. May we remember that this Advent.